Barbara served on an interdisciplinary campus committee titled Women in Development, or WID, which at the end of its committee term recommended forming a program on campus with the same name and recommended that Barbara be appointed as its first director. WID was then created in 1980. It was renamed Women in Gender and Global Perspectives in 2000, and Barbara served as the director from 1980 to 85. And during that period in 1983, she established a graduate concentration in Women and International in Development. And this in 2015 became a graduate minor.
And if you could, talk about some of the goals of WGGP. What types of things are you really trying to accomplish, trying to push for with this program?
So we have an academic and programming and community outreach sort of triple focus. So we have the graduate minor on gender relations and international development, as it's now called, which is an interdisciplinary minor bringing students from across campus. We've had 136 students to date from 48 countries and 35 departments on campus participate in either the certificate or minor. And the students, as part of the minor, take a core course that's offered by our unit on gender relations and international development, and then two courses from different departments on topics that are relevant to the broad thematic focus. We also now have an undergraduate certificate that's jointly offered with LAS Global Studies in global health. It's an undergraduate certificate in global health. And so academically, we're trying to draw attention to students, both undergrads and graduate students, to have the skills and interdisciplinary training to think about gender as it pertains to the pursuit and promotion of development or the pursuit and promotion of global health.
And as I understand, not only did Professor Yates have an international research award given in her name each year, but now that she's passed, there will be an endowment in her name as well.
That's right. So Barbara, in 2002, made a gift that allowed us to offer the Barbara Yates International Research Award. So that was an award in the amount of $500 to $1,000 that supported dissertation research that was policy-oriented on socioeconomic issues related to women and gender in developing countries. So there have been 28 students who've received that award to date. And with her endowment, we'll be able to convert that research award into a Barbara Yates Graduate Fellowship, which will provide a tuition and fee waiver to students, as well as a monthly stipend for an entire academic year. She also has provided, as part of the funding she's giving through her estate, an endowment for the Barbara Yates WGGP program series, which will provide us with a substantial and permanent base of funding for doing activities that are of broad campus and community appeal that pertain to our focus. So, for example, in 2016, we hosted an interdisciplinary workshop on climate change that brought in the Honorable Mary Robinson, who's the first female president of Ireland, and she now has the Mary Robinson Foundation for Climate Justice, which has a particular interest in the gendered impacts of climate change. So we're very, very excited to be in a position where we can continue having events like that through the funding that Barbara's provided.
Events like that, do they really kind of help expand the reach of WGGP? Is that kind of the goal for those types of events?
Absolutely. So we started after Barbara's term as director, we started reaching out to faculty from across campus to have them become formally affiliated with the program. So we now have 60 faculty affiliates from 30 departments and 12 colleges, from law to engineering, from applied health sciences to social work and LAS. And so what we're trying to do is make connections among faculty, among graduate students, and also reach out to the community and make them aware of the events and programming we offer that may be of interest.
Yeah, obviously, she's not been the director since 1985, but she stayed so involved with WGGP over the years. Any personal memories or stories of Barbara that you'd like to share with us?
So Barbara's reputation precedes her. So when I arrived at Illinois, I became involved with WGGP almost immediately. This was in 2012. And then through that, heard stories about Barbara and also when I became director. And I had the privilege of meeting her in California last year, last July, when I went out to visit her. And I think one thing that struck me was her ongoing vibrant interest in current affairs. So she and I had a long conversation about the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where she had served when she was as part of her time in the Foreign Service, and where I have an interest because of my research in transitional justice. So we could talk about contemporary politics there. She was very interested in knowing what the students she had helped support were doing, and where they were living and how her support for their research mattered to them. So she was just a vibrant, intellectually interested, warm and kind woman who really wanted to see academic work translated into concrete, practical impact.
Colleen Murphy is the director of Women and Gender in Global Perspectives here at the University of Illinois, discussing the life and legacy of Barbara Yates, who passed away last week. Colleen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.